Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
His own mother slapped the stork that delivered him.
And Kale Hall.
He doesn't deserve to be in this business. He deserves to have been blackballed.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
Welcome into the latest edition of the Rob and Kale Podcast. My name is Rob Sanders. I want to welcome into the show my friend from the upstate who went up to the land of the pirate and came home with the booty. He is my buddy, Carolina Jackpot. Jackpot, what's up, brother?
Good evening, Rob. What's going on, guys? It feels good, man. I'm sunburnt, but as you see, that the pain is only on the surface. On the inside, I'm feeling good. My team is 2-0. Monumental road victory over a tough non-conference foe yesterday. And shit, man, I'm gonna crack a beer on that one because things couldn't be better. Hey,
you yelling at me or somebody else?
I'm yelling at you. Making too much damn noise. I'm trying to do this pod. All right, we done had enough of that.
All right. Well, fair enough. We're going to get right to our stuff this evening. We'll take care of our sponsors first. The Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. Let's get an update on the leaderboard. How about that, Jackpot? As made some ground up yesterday. Shout out to everybody who's gotten into this. And it's really cool to have a nice big pool this big. But let's see here. Leading the way right now is X-Wing Sports. He had 7 correct picks this week. He's in first place, followed by David Nelson, anonymous picker, Gary Thrills Mills, also Josh Pinion and Ken Bellinger round out the top 5. The high number for the week, average score was a 5. I think we had a couple of, let's see here, I think the high score was, do we have any 8s? I don't think so. Someone, Lee hit like 10 of 11 last week, which is
Solid. And then he got 2 this week.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
And I ain't making fun or whatever, but I mean, that's happened to me before. I've had a really good week, and then I had a doo-doo week, and so it just averages out to be just an average 2 weeks. You know, but I mean, this is a point right now where, you know, you can make a move, And people like me, I've been known right around this time of the year when I start getting hot. So I wouldn't sleep on Carolina Jackpot. Would not.
Yeah. Well, you got to thank another our Russian friend, the comrade, had 2 this week, but he still swears that he's going to win everything.
Is he still using the computer, or did he do something else now?
The computer that he had from before, when you hear that computer, he talks so much about it, and I don't know exactly where all of that came from as far as this computer was supposed to do so much for him. Yeah. What a shithole. He's still going with that computer, and he still thinks it's the greatest thing ever. By the way, go and check out the comrades stuff that he has online. It's at, make sure I give you the right address here. It's at thegreatreplay.com. Check that out. He's doing like redoing the entire 1984 season there. So he's a very gifted writer when it comes to that kind of thing. Yeah, thegreatreplay.com. Go and check out the comrade, his material there. If you are in that realm over here, some folks are doing really, really well. Some folks are not doing so well. But don't worry, there's plenty of time. We have 11 games that we're going to pick again this week. So some folks that finished really, really low, they will have an opportunity to move up. So don't worry about it, Jackpot. We'll have a fresh slate of games for everybody to have this week, right?
Right. Why are you saying don't worry about it, Jackpot? I mean, you and I are tied.
No, I was saying that for them not to worry about it, Jackpot. I'm sorry if it came out that way. We are tied at Jackpot Jr. Yeah. Anyway, and thanks to Callaway's Bar and Grill for sponsoring that. CallawaysBarandGrill.com. We also have DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin segment. Written today himself, by our buddy Dennis Wilson. Jackpot's going to tell us some stories here from DNC Trucking and Transport. Jackpot, read away.
All right. Hold on. Let me take a sip of my beer because it's going to take a little bit of something strong to get through this big bunch of shit. It sucks to be a Gamecock. My fan base celebrates 2-0 after beating two teams that are a combined 0-5. Well, never mind. We are tied with Georgia for being the most stupid fans on the face of the planet. Georgia fans and South Carolina fans are upset this week. They've been licking each other's toes and scissoring so much after the monumental win for the Leg Humpers over Clemson. Now they play each other and they don't know how to act. If we win over those disgusting Leg Humpers this weekend, I will be giving away sequin tube tops to random followers of the show. They run small, so order big. We don't want you looking like a busted can of biscuits. Vic Beasley is a much better pro player than Jadeveon Clowney. Clowney has to deal with a scratched or torn vagina every week. His coaches also question his work ethic. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
All facts there from Carolina Jackpot this evening. I like it when you speak truth, Jackpot. I mean, it just makes the show better. Really well, does.
You know, I mean, I do what I can.
You know, I do what you can. All right, let's. I have a clip here that I want to play from Shane Beamer, and we're going to open up the phones here and get people's instant reaction. But Shane Beamer in his press conference today talked about whether the Gamecocks are going to play Luke Doty or not. Here is his comment that he had on the quarterback.
We'll see how practice goes. Like I told you guys before, I'm not going to put Luke out there before he's 100%. And everything we do in this program is about competition and Luke's got to be able to get into live team reps and live 7-on-7 reps and feel good and be able to execute and then also feel good the next day as well. So we'll see how practice goes. We're only on the field for about 45 minutes on Sunday nights, so that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practice will be critical.
There you go. And he also said in later on in the press conference that he has no problem putting Doty out there right now if Doty's ready to go. Jackpot, are you buying that or not?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any reason to think that he's lying to me unless I catch him in one. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Bolton says UGA D-line going to make Zeb Nolan a F-doll. Well, you know what? I mean, you might have to not even worry about it, Johnny. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be that much of an upgrade or not. The one thing I think I like about him, he has some mobility. So when that pocket breaks down, he can maybe pick something up with his legs. I mean, Zeb Nolan, I mean, I did it in a video. I did a video on the way home from where I was working at today. I worked in Chester for 6 hours today. And on the way home, I uploaded this video. Well, you know, the internet out there is like two soup cans and a string. So it has still not yet finished fucking uploading by the time I get home here. And I had to start the show. So hopefully this thing uploads. But I said in there, you know, I think there are corpses with more mobility than Zeb Nolan. I think there are nursing home patients with more mobility than this man.
Fair enough. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we open up the phones to get everybody's reaction this evening, Jackpot? That seems to be the best.
The other night, too, I want to apologize. I was throwing shots on, it was either Uncle Lou or somebody's live stream at Fireball, giving him a hard time because I don't know why, but I got him confused with Dr. Vall. And I said, "Hey, Fireball," and he was typing out. I'm like, "Fat ass is here." And I'm like, "He doesn't even know what I'm talking about."
That's funny. Hold on. Let's take the phone call here. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. Good evening.
Should South Carolina even try to Luke Doty out there? He's going to get killed against Georgia.
Who is this?
Jacob.
Okay, you think you're going to sack him more than seven times?
Maybe.
I mean, you sat the ukulele seven times. He came back and played against South Carolina State.
Well, Georgia's going to dominate South Carolina, so it doesn't matter how we do it.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. So the idea is, hey, don't put him out there because he may get hurt, sir. This is major college football. I just want to make sure, because the reality is this is major college football, and if Shane Beamer thinks he can get five more yards out of Luke Doty than he can Zeb Nolan, he's probably going to start Luke Doty. That's just the way that it is. So I don't think he's going to keep Doty on the bench because of his mental psyche. Oh, please don't get your ass kicked by Georgia. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, of course, if Luke Doty's healthy, he's going to play him. But, I mean, I'm just saying that those Georgia Bulldogs on defense, they're coming for everyone this season, even Bryce Young.
All right, well, let's...
Well, I mean, how do you know that you're even playing against them? You got to make sure... they got to make sure they go through a regular season without shitting the bed before you play Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Well, I think Georgia and Alabama are probably both going to get there, so...
They probably are, but, you know, we've seen Georgia disappoint people before. I mean, have we not?
And who's to say that Bryce Young gets through the season? You never know, man. You could have Tua Tagovailoa got hurt in his last year. I mean, things could happen. It may not end up that way. So let's let it all play out a little bit before we start making crazy decisions like that, man. But
been giving them a hard time, but damn, Florida been looking good.
Jacob, Florida's thanks for calling, good, man. Yeah, that Florida is looking pretty good. They're undefeated, right?
Yep.
What are you talking? Their defense is pitiful. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, we'll find out how pitiful their defense is when they play Alabama this weekend.
Yeah, they're going to get blown out probably. So.
All right. Well, we'll find out, man. Hey, I appreciate you calling the show, buddy.
All right. See you.
803-470-2905. Georgia fans showing up, and they're after it this evening there, Jackpot.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I like to see for one to call in that can actually make some sense, but, it is what it is.
The line for that game with the Georgia Bulldogs has the Gamecocks as a 32-point underdog, Jackpot. 32-point underdog. Your thoughts on the line from Las Vegas?
Well, it's pretty disrespectful, but at the same time, I mean, I ain't surprised. I mean, with the way that offensive line performed yesterday, I mean, goddamn. I mean, you know, it was just horrible. I mean, for three quarters, couldn't do anything. But, I think Georgia's defensive line is probably a little bit more formidable than East Carolina's, wouldn't you say? So, I think South Carolina's probably not going to score, and Georgia will score at least 31 points. So, there you go.
Anyway, 32 points is the opening line on that matchup. And we'll take your calls at 803-470-2905. By the way, one of the other notes from the weekend, the Clemson fan base, if you follow anything on Clemson Twitter, they watched Tyson Fumichu play yesterday a little bit, run a little tempo against South Carolina State, and they're ready to throw DJ Uiagalelei to the freaking Wolves. The hell is wrong with you Clemson fans? It's fucking South Carolina State. Who give you won 49-3 for God's sake?
Chris Rich over here on YouTube says Carolina Jackpot can't truly be happy about barely beating ECU. Yeah, Ken, why not? I mean, we went on the road and we won a road game against an FBS opponent. Okay, we went on the road. We won a damn road game. We fell behind. I knew we would fall behind. I fucking knew exactly that we would fall behind. You know what? I don't bet futures and I don't do in-game betting, but I should have thrown down $100 on we would fall behind, that they would score first. If I could have found such a thing, because I knew it. We fell behind. We battled back. And we won. We're not fucking Washington out here losing at home to a fucking FCS team. We're not – who was it? Tulsa losing at home to a damn FCS team. We're not fucking Florida State at home losing to an FCS team and loafing on the fucking play that you gave up the damn touchdown where you lost to the goddamn FCS team. So let's everybody just get off our fucking joke.
Jackpot's upset. By the way, speaking of the Florida State thing, I actually have the clip of that that I would like to share. The final play of that game was Jackpot is absolutely right. And I'm going to play it here. This is from let me see if I can. Actually, we'll take the call first because that's more important. Let's take the call first because we care about our listeners here. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. Good evening.
Mind if we kind of visit the bookcase of accountability there?
Yeah, buddy. What you got for the program this evening? Hold on. I've got your theme music, man. Let me play that for you. I keep forgetting to have it queued up, man. I've got it here ready to go. I just got to figure out where I put it because I've got so many sound clips. Oh, here it is. Here's the begging music. All right. Go ahead, begging.
Jackpot. Carolina fan, obviously. What do you say the odds are that you guys score more points on Georgia than the Taters did?
I would say I would rate that at least 70%.
Yeah, at least.
I mean, if we score a touchdown, yes. We can even score a fluky a special teams touchdown because, you know, our special teams coach is the king of special teams. So it could very well happen. So I'd put that about 70-75%.
And look, I'm a dog and I'm agreeing with you at least that much. At least that much. Rob, look, there's no how old are you right now, Rob? How old are you?
706.
No, not your weight. What's your age?
I wish I weighed 706, but no, I'm 706 years old.
Okay. I'm going to guess early 40s, Rob. I mean, it's not too late to try to find another profession. There's okay. Nobody that's been wrong more often and more consistently than you, sir.
I was wrong about Tennessee losing to Pitt. Did you catch that? I guess I was wrong about that, right? I guess you missed that.
Yeah, no, they actually were. But here's the ironic part. You
missed that one.
The week before that, you talked about the almost winners and the almost losers, and how. Hello.
I'm waiting on you to get to the point, sir, because you're talking in circles. But go ahead.
I'm not talking in circles. You are a circle.
Then get to the point. Get to the point, sir. Get to the point, sir.
Listen to me.
I'm trying, but you're talking in circles.
What is the ACC's record versus the SEC? After you spent all offseason running that gigantic cesspit, that ACC tater hole. Below your nose and above your lips. You've never been more wrong in your life.
About what?
No business predicting football. No one is more wrong than you are, Rob.
Okay.
Every week. You just get embarrassed and you're too stupid to realize it.
I don't think that I'm too stupid to realize anything. I think I'm just the moderate level of stupid, sir. The moderate level.
You talked about Mississippi State last week almost losing, right?
Right, and they almost lost to Louisiana Tech.
What happened to Mississippi State this week?
Why can't you – hold on. Why can't you look at the other things that I was correct about, sir? Is you just going to focus on what I was wrong about? And by the way, you don't actually come and predict anything. Georgia's going to win by 3 touchdowns. Did that happen? No. Megan's wrong. Do we need to keep going on with the shit that you missed too? Do you really want to do that?
I guarantee you,
I guarantee you.
Were you one of the people on the stands that was booing the young man that was out there trying to get a win for the Georgia Bulldogs? That was out there and was like trying to do what his top 27 coach told him to do and go out there and get a win. Were you one of those folks? Fuck Stetson Bennett the third. I don't like him. He went out there and had like an awesome game. I mean, he is a midget. I'll give you that. Those are your terms. But he did play pretty well.
Rob, listen.
Yes. Yes.
The only thing I ask is the only person in America at their job is whoever your personal trainer is. What if you walk into the gym and say, give me the Newman from Seinfeld look?
I have one of the highest deadlifts in my state for my age group, but go ahead. I mean, we could talk about that all you want. For my age group, that finished, third in the state in the deadlift and the powerlifting trials last in August. But, yeah, keep talking.
The irony is that the actual name of that is deadlift, sir.
Yes, you know picking up things that. Off sir, the floor.
No one is more wrong more often than you. What is the record for the ACC now? I don't know.
I don't have that in front of me, man. Do you have the record in front of you? Do you have the record in front of you?
Married.
Do you have the record in front of you, sir? Then before you call up, you should have your facts straight.
Do you have the record in front of you? It's not even.
I don't need it in front of me because I wasn't going to bring it up this weekend. All right.
When you talk about almost lost, Tennessee almost lost to a middle tier.
Did they win? Do you want me to send you a Tennessee tube top? Would you like me to let Peyton Manning know where you are so he can come and teabag you like he did the trainers there? I mean, what are you wanting from me here, Begging Megan? I'm not sure what you need from me here.
North Carolina State
didn't play well.
Are you kidding me? Your conference is a joke, and the entire world.
I don't really care what the world thinks of me.
That middle tier crap conference all summer long, you have trumped him up to be something they're not.
Coach Pete Meadows online says I should hang up. I'm not going to do that, though. But he says I should hang up. I'm just letting you know that that's where you are with the folks that are listening over there.
Anyway,
Coach Pete Meadows online. That's what he just said. I'm just reading what he said.
He's obviously the authoritarian figure in college.
I'm just telling you what he said. Have I hung up on you yet?
He's a celebrity. He used to coach Arkansas State.
Your team?
Arkansas State.
Your team?
He was there three coaches before Butch Jones.
Listen to me, you egg-shaped loser.
Sally says you're an ass.
And there's nobody there to save them now. It's all a joke.
Let's see here. Daniel says, hang up. Hold on. Let's see here. Daniel says, hang up. I'm just telling you what people think of what you're saying here. I appreciate you calling the program. Look, I admit that I've been wrong. What else would you like me to say, sir? Because we've talked about the things. I've not been wrong about everything all summer. Not been wrong about everything all summer. Just saying.
So now
you're spinning. You're spinning like you have the washing machine spinning. No, first it was I'm completely wrong. Then it's like I'm somewhat wrong. Here's what I was right about. I picked Kentucky to beat Missouri. I was correct about that. By the way, did you get into the contest? Hold on. Did you get into the contest, sir?
He did.
Okay. Where are you at in the contest?
I have not picked a single game because I work for a living.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'd love to hear your radio show as we've talked.
It really takes 3 minutes.
Crack five.
Yeah, it takes 3 minutes to do it.
I work too.
My wife has like 38 special ed kids that she works with every day. I work too, but I've got to change grease traps at the damn Waffle House. That's what Destroyer told me. I don't know what you do. I have no clue.
The irony is that your wife does work with special ed students, which should put you in great shape, sir. Honestly, goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Have a great night. Anyway, 803-470-2905. Man, people want me to hang up on people. That's funny. Go Bucks likes the Waffle House. Georgia team, half will be in jail before the SEC championship. Thank you, Jason. Brock, with a comment about Tennessee, he thought you two had the best quarterback room in America. Tennessee needs to start Harrison Bailey. Jackpot, let's play this clip from the Florida State series, because this is really funny. Let me see if Gene Deckerhoff, who's been on my show with the call here, the voice of the Florida State Seminoles.
Get a first down right now. They still got a chance, I guess, to call the timeout to try to get their kicking team out there.
Second safeties. Here's the snap. Throwing the deep bomb down the far sideline. Caught ball. At the 10-yard line to the 5-yard line. Jacksonville State with no time left.
There you go. Gene Deckerhoff with the call there, Jack.
I thought it was interesting. I didn't even think about this either. I didn't even think to look it up or really give it any thought last night when it happened, because I was on the way back from that game. Walter Sobchak over there online says number 10 on Florida State that whiffed on that was Jamie Robinson.
Mr. Boogie pointed that out too.
Which whoever it was, what's the guy's name, the dickhead from the upstate that we can't stand, that I don't know, the one that has the radio?
Mark Ryan?
Yes, he said he even posted something up about it. He said he was like, if that was, Norvell, he said, I would cut number 10. He didn't even, I don't think he even realized who that was. Number 10 off the field, off the, I'd cut number 10 off the team immediately for that piss poor effort. I mean, he just stands there and just, it's like, he just stops. I mean, just, so there you go. Will Muschamp's boys.
They want me to run it again. Can I run that play again, Jackpot? I want to watch it again, because they were talking about the and I've retweeted it at Rob Sounds Good. You can go and check it out. But let's run this play again, because it you can actually see Jamie Robinson just give up. That's pretty sad. Hold on here. Let's back it up. Check this play out.
Right now, they still got a chance, I guess, to call the timeout to try to get their kicking team out there.
Second safeties. Here's the snap. Throwing the deep bomb down the far sideline. Caught ball. At the 10-yard line to the 5-yard line.
Are you serious?
Jacksonville State with no time left.
Holy shit. You could see number 10 just stopping.
I wouldn't want him. I mean, also earlier I had it pinned. I took it out. Brandon Kuhn asked me, do I think Cam Smith was the most improved player on the team this year? For South Carolina, yes. But he needs to stop those stupid penalties. That shit yesterday, he deflected a pass from an East Carolina wide receiver, about the beginning of the second quarter or so. And he's sitting here on top of him taunting the kid and gets a flag. And he about got threw out of the game for targeting. Quite honestly, he probably should have gotten thrown out for targeting. If that was targeting the textbook version, that was targeting. I mean, I was there, and I saw the replay, you know, on the big screen. I mean, you could tell that was. But they gave us one there because they gave us so many shit calls against us the other way. I guess I figured they owed us one. But he needs to clean that stuff up. Other than that, I mean, he's all right.
Yeah, let's head out to the phones, and we'll welcome in the next caller here, 803-470-2905. Welcome to the show. Good evening.
Hey, how's it going, you guys? This is C-Dog, the Georgia Tech fan.
Hey, what's up?
good to see you guys. Hey,
go Ramblin' Wreck.
Well, we had a rough go at it these first couple of weeks, man. I can't lie. Well, we won yesterday, but
you won yesterday. To be honest with you, I mean, after that week, after week one, I was a little bit worried that yesterday's game would be a lot closer than that because I think Kennesaw State is a pretty good team, but y'all handled them. So.
Yeah, they. I mean, I'm not exactly.
What are you laughing at? They're a pretty good team.
No, I'm laughing at Macaroni Monster saying your chair smells like strawberries.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. That's why it's funny.
Jerome Shit Talking Pruitt said, "How many beers have you had, Caroline Jackpot? This is my second."
Nice.
And would you believe yesterday I didn't have one beer at all on Saturday, on college football Saturday? None. Nada.
They don't sell beer in the stands up there? I thought they would.
They do, but I don't. Nah.
I thought, what you should have done is you should have saved the $100 a ticket, bought the tickets for $19 a piece that you could have gotten there, and then taken that extra $162 and bought yourself about 12 beers.
Yeah, really?
Really?
No, I mean, I was with my son. I mean, we woke up. This hotel, woke up, went and ate at Cracker Barrel. We went to the football game, and then we left. I mean, I had a long-ass drive home, so, yeah.
That's your jackpot. Georgia Tech fan, are you guys going to have some – you guys jacked for this weekend?
Oh, God, I'm playing your Taters, man. Oh, yeah. God. On the road, too. It might be a rough time for me again. This game, I know Kennesaw State's good for what they are, but they were so small and they were also really injured, and we still made a ton of mistakes. So it didn't exactly restore my confidence. I mean, we're still a team that lost to Northern Illinois. I mean, I don't know, man. Our starting quarterback's hurt. Our backup
Jeff Sims is hurt. So Sims is hurt.
Yeah, Sims hurt. He got hurt in the early second quarter of the first game. And he looked bad, but our backup quarterback came in and is lighting it up. He's done great. So I don't know who we'll see next week against Clemson. I don't know if Sims is better. Anyway, I actually wanted to talk to Rob today. I did not get a chance to call you last week after the, of course, the Clemson-Georgia game. I was cheering really, really hard for your Taters, man. That was a tough loss. But you know me. I'm a Tech fan, and I'm an expert in Georgia slander. I know that I don't have much to talk about as far as my team goes. I mean, we're terrible. But, Rob, there was a lot of talk about how you were proven wrong or something about Kirby Smart. Dude.
Right.
Don't let these Georgia fans tell you that Kirby Smart outcoached Dabo. What did Kirby Smart do any differently than he always does? He can coach a defense.
Well, and here's the thing that the Georgia fans don't understand, and that's why I laugh at them. And see, when Megan calls, he'll make comments about me being a chunky guy, but in reality, deep down in his soul, he knows that Kirby Smart's not really the coach that he really wants there. And by the way, There's an entire segment of the Georgia fan base that were booing the quarterback that they put in, Stetson Bennett. I have the audio and the clip right there, the home opener for Georgia. They're booing the head coach and his decision and the quarterback that's out there. The entire fan base isn't behind him. The Georgia fans were upset with me because I said point blank, I wouldn't want him coaching my team. I wouldn't. Yeah. The way that he handles the team is just bullshit. He really is. And I think Jackpot said this first, and maybe not Jackpot. You can get mad at me if I pin this on you, but he really is Will Muschamp with talent. He just recruits better because they have more money there and he can do more things with it. But the reality is he is a fucking loser. And I wouldn't want him, as I said, walking my dog. And I stand by that. He's not a top 25 coach. You can get any idiot to go and recruit. Any idiot can recruit. He just does that at a high level.
Look at my coach.
Exactly.
Look at my
coach. The point is that, yes, they won all these things. Great. Great. You won all those things. But in actuality, you have a team that has had it averages out to a top three roster. Last year, you couldn't win the East, and you have no national titles. And don't give me this shit. Well, we have to play fucking, we have to play goddamn Saban. Dabo Sweeney plays Saban with lesser talent and beat his fucking ass. Go and look at that matchup. They don't want to talk about that, though. But congratulations to the Georgia fans. You've got the absolute best win of his era. Awesome for you. And that's why they keep talking about it, because they don't really win anything that's worth a shit very often. So congratulations, and you guys.
Still wasn't able to score a touchdown. Last time I checked, you can't coach a pick six. I mean, it was unfortunate. You know, it was just a freak thing that happened. It was a defensive game. Taters were passing all over the place, and it was honestly bound to happen. Kirby didn't do anything in that game to outcoach anyone. He put up 3 points, basically. I mean, I've never questioned his defensive, but
nope. I said their defense is outstanding.
Right. He goes out and proves us right the very next week when he started Stetson Bennett over five stars quarterbacks he's got sitting on the bench. I mean, you can't.
And that's the thing too. What are you telling guys? What are you telling the guys that are the five star recruits that are? They're coming there and hoping for a chance to play. What are you telling those guys? Oh, you can't play better than the guy that our own fan base calls a 4 foot midget. You can't play better than him. I wonder what that is.
Anybody could go into be the Georgia quarterback. And it was funny because I had Georgia fans telling me Stetson Bennett stats. Like, Stetson Bennett played a great game against UAB. I'm like, and whenever they do that, I'm like, oh, man, you got a point. You should start him. They're always like, oh.
Well, I appreciate that.
Kirby doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
I appreciate you calling the program. We don't have very many Georgia Tech fans that call, but you are always welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good one.
All right, have a good weekend.
What I don't get is the Georgia fan base, they bitch, besmirch, and bemoan the Stetson Bennett kid last year. But yet, he played all of the difficult teams on the schedule and won most of them. And then JT Daniels comes in and plays the Gamecocks, Mississippi State, and fucking Missouri, and they think that he's the second coming of Christ. I mean,
and by the way, why can't your stupid ass coach just come out and say, you know what? Maybe because it's kind of been put out there that JT Daniels has COVID. Why not just put it out there? Why not just say, you know what? Instead of an upper respiratory issue, that's bullshit. I don't want to hear that shit about that. He has COVID, and that's why he didn't play. Why not just be honest? Because your coach is a shithead. That's why. He thinks that, oh my God, if I let anyone know he has COVID, that's going to give them a chance to beat us. Be like jackpot. Oh no, we might not win. After the fourth,
you know? Welcome
to the Rob and Kale Show. What's up?
Hey, so.
Hi.
I haven't really. Wait, this is Carolina Jackpot, right?
So that's right, Rob. What's up?
All right. Hi. So I really wanted to talk about Zeb Nolan and Luke Doty.
Okay.
I mean, I'm kind of still on the fence about who should start for next week. Because I feel like versus ECU, Zeb Nolan really had flashes of potential, in my opinion. Like that play where he passed to Josh Van in the back corner of the end zone. I thought that was really, really, really good throw. But then there was also plays on that RPO where he had, I believe, Jaheim Bell on that seam route, and he just really chucked it right at the cornerback and had a really lousy interception. And I feel like that's kind of like the trend of this team is we've really looked good at times, but there's some pretty sloppy mistakes. Like kind of you saw with Cam Smith. Like I thought he had some really good plays, but you know he had some penalties. He was talking a lot of crap. And at the end of the day, it's ECU. Like we got to play better. And we got to really stay humble, in my opinion. But overall, good win.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody, you know, everybody says it's ECU, it's ECU. But, I mean, yeah, it was a road win against a team that initially South Carolina was an underdog to. And you're right about Zeb Nolan. I mean, he did show a few flashes of some decent stuff. I've never seen a quarterback before that can't hit the little short dink and dunk passes, but he can throw a nice deep ball. I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, but honestly, I mean, if I had my druthers, I would rather see Luke Doty start just because of the fact that he has mobility. And given the way that offensive line pass protected last week or yesterday, Georgia is going to eat that guy alive if he can't get out of the pocket. But so that's the only reason why I think Luke Doty should get the start. Just has more athleticism. But, I mean, I give Zeb Nolan a bunch of crap. He's doing the best he can. I mean, the guy's just not – he's not an SEC-caliber quarterback. He was put in this situation not through no fault of his own. This was just more Will Muschamp and staff roster mismanagement, recruiting mismanagement, and now Shane Beamer is paying the price for it. But I mean, you know, you're the head coach, you get paid the big bucks, so you're it's going to get pinned on you. But this is not his fault that he's in this situation. Would you agree, Rob?
Right. Yep. I mean, he's, you know, he has the stench of Will Muschamp, fellow Georgia Bulldog, that he has to get rid of from the program. So there's that.
Macaroni Monster says Doty played against UGA last year and got his ass kicked. Yes, he did. In his second college start, he's had a year to learn, progress, watch film, practice, get coached. He's not going to be the same player that you saw last year. I can assure you that.
I didn't ask if we saw Mizzou finishing second in the East. Look, I think Mizzou is still a pretty good team. I know they went and lost to Kentucky on the road, but they are not garbage like people think that they are. There's a section of folks that just mock Mizzou for being in the SEC, et cetera, but Mizzou is not a bad football team. They got things to work out.
They're not a bad football team. They're not as good as I thought they were going to be. If you watch that Levis kid from Kentucky last night,
what's that? Oh, the Levis kid.
He's not as good as I thought he was either. That guy, he's not accurate. So that's going to be their downfall when they start losing some games to teams that are better than them.
Well, were you shocked by Kentucky getting the win? I mean, we picked them, but
I wasn't shocked by them getting the win. I figured that they would get the win based off of the fact they were at home, but they didn't look dominant. They didn't look good in the second half to me at all.
Jacob says Zeb Nolan doesn't deserve hate. He's being put in a position that he shouldn't have been put in. He's trying to best. He is his best. Don't hate on him. Okay. There's that. Delta 900 wants a date, Jackpot. He wants you to go to a Gamecock hockey game with him.
Hey, sure.
Yeah. anyway, 32 points is the line for that matchup. Here are the games that we're going to have this week. Let's make sure that we've got those here, Jackpot, so that we're all on the same page. There we go. Oh, C-Dog with a super chat. Thank you. Forgot to mention I'll be cheering for South Carolina this week.
We threw up a decent amount of games there, so we got to decide.
Yeah, well, you want to do this really quick before we get out of here, Jackpot? Let's see here. The games that we have in the mix are... Let's see here. Auburn and Penn State. I think that needs to stay.
Yep.
Alabama at Florida.
Yep.
Georgia Tech at Clemson.
Yep.
SC at UGA.
Yep.
UVA versus UNC.
Yep.
Montrec versus West Virginia.
Yep.
I'm not even going to put this one in. I was going to go FSU and Wake, but fuck FSU.
No.
Mississippi State and Memphis.
No.
You don't like that one either. All right. Well, Cincinnati and my Indians.
Indiana?
Yeah, Cincinnati, Indiana.
I like that.
All right. Miami, Michigan State. That's a good one.
I like that.
Nebraska, Oklahoma. We need that for old time's sakes.
I like that.
Notre Dame and Purdue.
No. Fuck Notre Dame. No? How many do you have so far?
Well, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, I got 10. That's 10. Okay. If we do Cincinnati, Indiana, Miami, Michigan State, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Purdue, and the Kale Hall special this week, are we going to go with Ball State and Wyoming or ECU and Marshall?
Because I like them and I like them. That was a very enjoyable fan base instead of two little fucktards who pissed me off yesterday, but then didn't have shit to say to me after the game was over with. I still like their fan base and I think they're nice people. ECU at Marshall.
All right, there's your next matchup there. By the way, interesting note about
the plane crash game.
ECU is looking to avoid their seventh straight losing season. Jackpot. I don't know if you know that or not, but it'll be the worst tenure in ECU football history as far as consecutive losing seasons if they lose. But I don't think they're that bad of a team. I think they've got some guys that can play, but we'll see. All right. All right. Final call for calls, 803-470-2905. If you would like to call and join the show this evening. And
what game yesterday? What games? What surprised you yesterday, Rob? What was the biggest surprise that you saw?
The Mississippi State game. I thought that North Carolina State was going to win that game. So that surprised me a little bit. Florida State kind of surprised everybody. Oregon going into Ohio State and knocking off Ohio State. I didn't think that was going to happen. I picked Oregon to cover the spread in our pick'em, even though Megan says I get everything wrong. That's not necessarily true.
I didn't think Arkansas Texas thing surprised me, but I guess you know who predicted that one, guaranteed it, gave it out as a road rage guarantee. Our old buddy Walt up here in the Upstate.
He said
Texas had problems at linebacker, and he thought Arkansas was going to exploit that. And boy, they did. And I hate it when he's right, because you listen to him, and he never lets you forget that he was right either. But it's all good. It was, I guess, that was it. He watched that, scouted it out. So,
tons of folks were saying that Arkansas win was big. But I didn't see the Oregon win coming. That's just what Blake said. I didn't see that coming. I thought Ohio State was going to win. So, but other than that, I mean, it was a good weekend of college football. And we'll have, obviously, the cherry matchups this week, I think, are with Alabama going into Florida. And, of course, the matchup with Auburn playing on the road at Penn State. I texted you this earlier about, I wonder why Auburn is ranked and Kentucky isn't. I mean, I know they played Louisiana Monroe, but they did play a conference game. And yet Auburn played, you know, two mounds of doo-doo, and they won big time, but they're ranked and Kentucky's not. I don't get that.
Well, it's like I told you, they're wanting to set that up as a ranked versus ranked matchup with Penn State. I mean, this is all a fucking collusion.
Collusion. Fair enough.
Somewhat. Alan V. Troll Patrol says South Carolina beating ECU. Woo! Hey, at least South Carolina's not losing to FCS teams at home.
Oh, I thought he was happy about that. I didn't know that Alan was a South Carolina.
He didn't know that. That's fine.
I thought he was a South Carolina fan.
I enjoy it, in fact, that yearn for it.
Doo-doo confirmed. That's funny. All right. Well, be sure to follow us on Facebook. You can find the page there for folks that are in the competition. We will make
yes, it's on the Facebook page. I don't know how much clearer we can make that. People said I can't find my picks. It's on the Facebook page.
I'm gonna put them in the description for the show on Wednesday. So yep. You can just click on the show on Wednesday and it'll be right there for you. So I'll have them up for you by tomorrow afternoon. It'll be all
you
good to
wanna, you don't want to go a week and not making picks and get a big zero. That's just putting you behind the eight ball. And there's a lot of money at stake here. Y'all ain't take this serious. If you're in it, it's over $2,000. Jesus Christ. Take it seriously. That's a lot of money. Right there at Christmas time, tax free. Shit. Caden Smith says score prediction UGA versus Gamecock Shat. Caden, I'll have that for you on Wednesday. Brandon, the Panthers beat the Jets today. Yep, the Jets didn't get off the runway today. Well, they did, but too little too late. Foot Def End says go Carolina. I seriously do still think that North Carolina is the best team in the ACC Coastal, and I think they're going to win it. They flexed some muscles yesterday. They beat the shit out of Georgia State.
Did you see Sean Elliott like almost fighting with his guys? Did you see that at the beginning of the game?
No, I didn't watch any of it because I was on the way home from North Carolina, so we had to kind of keep up with it on the phone. But I didn't see it. What did he do?
Let me play this for you before we get out of here because this is actually really funny. Sean Elliott like losing his mind with his players. Hold on, let's see. Where did I put it? I know I tweeted it out there. I think I tweeted it. Let's see here. Tweets and replies. I'll play this for you because this is actually Sean Elliott losing his mind with his players. It's pretty funny. Oh, here we go. Let me just pause this and share this with you. Sean Elliott, like, getting in his players' faces, like, hardcore, and, like, all like they're fighting back with him. That's kind of the crazy part. Check this out. Look at this. There's Sean Elliott, former Gamecock coach.
But believe it or not, he's mellowed down a little bit here in his older days.
Are you sure?
Yes. Look at
this. It looks like me and you before the game.
I know. You got the better of me.
What
the
hell is that all about?
That's a flat.
What the fuck was he trying to do? Was that like during warm-ups? He was trying to rile him up and...
I guess so. He looked like he was like in a hockey fight. They were like, bah.
That's ridiculous. And they still went out there and got the absolute brains beat out of him.
Well, maybe he kicked their brains out on the sideline. Hell, I don't know. That was some crazy shit. Nick says that's good. That's funny. All right, Jackpot. It's been a great show. We'll see you guys later on. We'll be back at it on Wednesday. Y'all have a great night.
All right, guys.